Welcome back, guys, to the Jovian Podcast, No Name Podcast. We still need a name, so if you guys could help us get a name, that would be really awesome. I'm here today with a special guest, a good friend of mine, someone we grew up together. We played in the fields and grass together. We even were born in the same same day, in the same floor, in the same hospital, to the same mom.
To the same doctor.
Guys, welcome Sheikh Akbar.
First of all, thank you so much for having me here. You know, after like weeks of preparation, finally made it, you know, throughout the busy schedules and everything. But I'm really excited for this because, you know, I remember you were talking about this whole podcast thing for a while now, you know, and the fact that you're making it happen is honestly, you know, it's a really great feeling, you know what I mean? And one thing I noticed about you is that when we talk about science, you make it happen no matter what, you know, and I respect that. There's a lot of people out there who would say something, but then they can't, like, fulfill it. They'll be like, oh, you know, I want to do this. And the next thing you know, they won't. I mean, I'm not going to say anything. For example, it's for me. You know, like, when I say, oh, I'm going to upload a video next week. Sometimes what happens, I'll upload a video next week. You know what I mean? And it's a problem because then people can't have that full trust in me. But what you do, honestly, is just, like, it's a great thing. You know, and growing up with you, you know, growing with the same mom and everything, you know, I realize that, you know. So big ups to that.
Yeah, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate that. Sheikh, you're a good guy, man. I've just started this podcast thing, so bear with me if things are a little shaky, because now shaky. I'm starting to get the, you know,
shaky.
Yeah,
the,
shake.
The vibe.
Yo, first off, I want you to look at the side here on this wall, and if you notice anything interesting that I kind of set up for you.
The colors, Bangladesh, red and
that's
green.
That's right. I got the Bangladesh flag colors.
That's so cool. How do you do that? You adjust it yourself?
Yeah, I can customize it.
Nice.
Yeah, so we made it a little special. But we're going to start it off with a little bit about you and who you are, because I'm pretty sure there's people out there who don't know who Sheikh Akbar is. You know, who is this guy? Why am I interviewing you? You know, our fans might know, but then I'm pretty sure a lot of other people are going to watch this that don't know. So explain, who are you? Where are you from? And all that good stuff.
First of all, my name is Sheikh Akbar. I was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. I'm a criminal justice major. My career goal is, inshallah, to be an FBI. I don't know if you know that.
FBI, bro?
Yeah, so you don't know that.
Yo, the FBI called me like I told you about this, right? They called me like a month ago. That shit was scary, bro.
I know. That's why I'm joining
the FBI.
I don't know, because I feel like the FBI is something that I always want to do. Like, you know, I want to investigate. I'm more of like, you know, I'm more like the investigating type of person. Like, are you sure you did this? You know what I mean?
So, pretty much anybody that fucked up, like, fucked with you in the past, they're
going
to
get
out.
All of them back, one by one.
Yo, no way.
Now, you know, the funny thing is, speaking of that, like, when I was, like, in class, right, they were having a discussion on this. They're like, why do people want to join the law enforcement? Many of the people said that I want to get back at the people who bullied me or who attacked me years back. You understand? So a lot of people join the law enforcement. Because when you're a cop or you're FBI, you have power. You have authority. You know, no one can fuck with you like that. You know, so if anyone from the past fucks with you, you can easily get them back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's not one of my reasons, but it's pretty much something I want to do.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah. I'm a YouTuber. I'm a part-time student. I'm almost done, inshallah, this semester. I have nearly 80K on YouTube. I could have had more, but as we both know, I've been slacking. You know, I've been delaying my videos.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
Delaying a lot of stuff. But, you know, I love making videos. I love making content. You know, a lot of the basic stuff that I do, people find it very interesting. They're like, oh, how you do that? How you do this? But it's just like, it's basic stuff. You know what I mean? It's just like normal stuff. So the fact that, you know, I know this kind of stuff kind of makes me feel good about myself. So that's pretty much like one thing. Like, I love editing, I love recording, I love acting, I love directing. I think you mentioned it earlier, you're like, yo, Sheikh, I love the way you direct. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's just like everything together. It's just like I have two different fields, criminal justice field and entertainment field, and I'm trying to like literally balance both of them out. So that's pretty much where I stand right now.
Yeah, you think that's gonna be easy?
It's not, but I think I could do it. You know Ronald Reagan, President Ronald Reagan?
Of course. Yeah.
Did you know he was an actor?
Yeah, I knew that, yeah.
And he was a president?
Yeah, he became the president.
Yeah, so it's crazy how he made acting and being a president, you know? So if he could do it, why can't I, you know?
You know what? That's true. And that's going to be awesome.
There's another guy. What's his name? Arnold...
Arnold Schwarzenegger, yeah. He was an actor and he became mayor of California.
Governor.
Yeah. Governor, yeah, yeah. Okay, so you talked about YouTube. How did you start YouTube? You got to tell us that. And why did you go into
such
YouTube?
A sensitive topic.
Why is it sensitive?
Because there's a lot of drama that happened within the whole YouTube field. But we'll get to that later.
Okay.
For starters, I started off with two other people. Mm-hmm. The way it started was me and one other person. We decided, we're like, yo, there's a lot of like, that time we were into like the Desi field, you know, we were into like Pakistani YouTubers and stuff.
That's, and just for clarification, the group was called True Story ASA, right?
Correct. Okay. That was the original name for it. So so in the beginning, it started with just me and one other person. You know, we're like, oh, you know, this, you know, if they can do it, why can't we? You know, we should do something like that, this and that. So we were talking about it. You're like, yeah, let's do it. But then there's someone else. We're like, we need someone with higher energy. You know, so we knew another classmate from high school. So we're like, oh, let's add him onto it too. So we called that person. That person's like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm down. Let's do this. We started it, you know. It started off as like a little joke. We used like little cameras, you know, it's like one of those toy cameras. This is back in the day, like 2012. You know, good cameras didn't come out that time. It was just whatever camera.
Wow, so wait, hold up. So you were the original starter of the channel?
Me and the other person, pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
The other person is, you met him, Abdullah.
Yes.
Yeah,
and Abdullah were the original starters of the channel.
Yeah, pretty much. Wow. We're the one that talked about it, and we're the one that like initiated the idea. And then we involved everyone else that wanted to be involved. So in the beginning, everything was going well, you know, it was just a decent, it was more like for fun, you know what I mean? It was just more so like entertaining, you know, let's just, did you watch the beginning videos? Have you watched it or no?
I've watched a few, but not a lot. I've only seen like a few, but the ones I've seen were the ones where you guys were all three already like, you know, doing that, a lot of the school skits.
Like, oh no, then you missed out the beginning.
Okay.
In the beginning, we used to always meet up in like Central Park. We're like, yo, this is the time. Let's all meet there. We used to meet there. We used to find this little area that's like that no one goes to, right? So we used to go there and then just like record like the most stupidest things, stupidest ideas, you know, like Arab Desi, little cringy content, you know. But that time it was like funny, you know. But nowadays the standards are very much higher, you know. But that time it was like, oh my God, this is so funny, this and that. So that's pretty much how it started, and then it led up to something bigger. In the beginning, it was just for fun though. It was just all jokes, and then later on, it became like a career or a business or something like that.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. All right. So, you were doing all that YouTube stuff. and during that time, you know, did your parents ever really...
supported it?
Yeah. Did they support it?
My parents never supported it. Till today, they don't support it.
Really?
But they said that you can do it, but do it on the side. You know, like, get your degree and then do whatever you want on the side.
That's exactly what my dad told me.
Yeah. They said... they didn't tell me don't do it. They just said do it on the side. You know, there's other stuff that's important in the world too. You know, so that's why I'm doing a mix of both, I guess.
That's cool, man. I mean, my dad said the same thing to me. I finished college. I got my licenses, and now I can do whatever I want.
You got your degree, everything.
Got my degree, yeah, my bachelor's degree.
Now you're
pretty much done. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. And I wanted to know, like, you know, this is a question a lot of girls want to know. So, when are you gonna get married?
That's a deep question. You know, okay. You know, my mom was actually talking about the other day. They were like, because in my culture and my family, I guess, degree is like your, marriage proposal, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can't really get married unless you show them that you have a degree. You know what I mean? So I guess my parents were waiting for me to get that degree. So as soon as I get it, then that's when the marriage talk comes in. So it's probably going to be like, maybe. Within at the end of this year, they might have talks probably next year, because I'm actually going to Bangladesh in the summer, hopefully.
Okay.
So
moving there forever?
No. Why would I move there forever? No. But like I don't know, vacation after like 12, 13 years we're going. So.
That's cool, man. That's awesome. So are you that person that if they get married, they're gonna disappear and not, you know, some people who get married and they're just like they change or they're completely different people. They don't do what they used to do.
Yeah.
You know?
They're like, oh, you know, I have responsibilities. This and that. No, I'm not going to be like that. I'm going to be more so like I want everything I want to do with my wife. You understand? Like, even if I do videos, this and that, I would want her support.
That's awesome.
I would
That's
want cool. her to help me record or be in with me, this and that.
I love that.
I like that too.
That's
like,
what my girlfriend do.
Yeah. Like, I know a lot of people actually enjoy watching those. You know, enjoy watching couples, enjoy watching relationships. So that's something I want to do. And if I ever do have kids, I would want them to be part of it too. Like, I want to see them grow up on YouTube, you know?
Bro, we're thinking alike, man. It's exactly, because, you know, my parents used to film me when I was young, and my brothers, them, yeah. Right? So they were kind of like the original vloggers, and I could see that you want to do that with your children. That's really cool, yeah. Man. I would definitely watch that.
Because it's a good thing it passes on, you know? But what you do right now should be, like, beneficial in the future, you know what I mean? Because I don't want my kids watching me on YouTube, like, oh, Dad, this is you 20 years ago doing this, mm-hmm. this and that. You know, like Kim Kardashian's sex tape. You know, her daughter's gonna be growing up. She's gonna be like,
"That's horrible. Let's hope that doesn't happen."
You know,
I don't know. I mean, were you thinking of making a sex tape?
No, no, God forbid.
Shake.
No, no.
That's hard on brother. Don't do that. All right, let's talk about YouTube more in depth, because that's how me and you met.
Yep.
Met you through YouTube. It was awesome, and I'm thankful till this day that I met you and the guys. And everybody through YouTube, because I feel like that was like our Tinder, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
It's like we pretty much met.
We pretty much swipe right at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So when I met you, you guys were a lot smaller than I was, and I think, you know, you guys were probably around the 4,000 subscriber level, and I was at like 20,000, right?
Probably, yeah.
Really small. And we just decided to collaborate, and we started to grow together. And I remember we both reached 30,000 subscribers at the same time. And I remember we made a campaign to promote each other. But then you guys were also having some issues, like, within the group as you were growing. So I wanted to talk about that, but not yet. First, I want to know exactly what your thoughts are on YouTube now, like, compared to how it was when you were part of that group. Because there is a rumor that I'm hearing, and I'm your best friend, and I don't like this rumor, and is that you quit YouTube. And I want you to make it clear to everyone that's listening and watching right now whether that is true or not.
That is not true.
Okay, so you didn't quit YouTube.
I didn't quit. It's more so like I took a break, you know? Now, the reason as to... That's your question, right?
Yeah, that's my question, and okay. I just want to know also your thoughts on YouTube now.
Okay. I think YouTube now... It's like all about drama, you know. I feel like YouTube is just like people are like bandwagoning off of drama. You know, something happens, they would want to start something. You know, YouTube has come to a point where people would like put their friends or put their family or whoever in the fire just to make themselves like rise. You know, that's how I picture YouTube right now. It's like everyone is just finding ways to start drama. You know, this channel is all about drama. People love enjoying, you know, just watching drama. You know what I mean? It's like all about drama. YouTube is not about entertainment no more. It's more of like a reality show. It's more about like who's fighting who's beefing with who. You know what I mean? And I think that's a huge problem with YouTube right now. I try staying as much as I can out of it, but that's just how everyone rises nowadays, you know? Like if there's a new drama coming out, put that person in the title, your views go up. But if you're just having a normal day at the park, nothing happens. You know, you're doing your best work, you're putting your best content out there. It doesn't happen. But when you just start something with someone else, you rise again, you know? So I just feel like it's all about drama, and I personally don't like that.
Well, that's, I mean, I don't think anybody likes it, but what
people like. A lot of people enjoy that.
Okay.
They sit back and they're like, who should I start with today? You know?
You know, it's it reminds me of, you know, I'm gonna pick a word. I picked a word, and I think it's really fitting for what you just said, and it's called Schadenfreude. Schadenfreude. You ever heard that word?
Never until now.
Okay. Schadenfreude is the finding enjoyment in the downfall of someone else. And I think that's really prevalent here on YouTube, where a lot of people like seeing someone fall. That's what Schadenfreude is, right? So do you think that's what YouTube is all about now? Like, pretty much people love seeing someone fall apart and seeing them just go down, and people enjoying that. Do you think that's like what YouTube is right now?
I wouldn't fully agree on that, because my thoughts on it is that they don't like, when they do their beef and everything, their expectation is not to bring that person down. It's more so to use that drama to increase themselves. You know, it's more so like, you stay where you are while I go up the ladder, pretty much like that. There's a term, I don't know if you ever heard of it, it's called leg pulling. You ever heard of that?
No,
it's pretty much like, say me and you in the bottom of a barrel, okay? And we're both trying to get up, you know? So you're going up the ladder, I pull your leg down, and then I try going up, you know? Why can't we just both get up together? You know, why do I have to pull one person down to get up there? You know, that's pretty much, and I think YouTube consists a lot of that.
And it's pretty rough, it's pretty bad, and I think that sucks that YouTube brought that out, in most people, but what are you going to do? You were part of one of the fastest growing groups called True Story ASA. And I just found out today, to be honest, I never actually knew this, that you were one of the original starters of that channel. I wanted to ask you some questions about it. I want our viewers to know the truth, you know, so we're going to get a little deep, if you don't mind. We're going to get really deep. I just want to know, and Sheikh, I want you to be completely honest with me, all right? And completely honest with everyone, okay? On Allah's word, I want this to be the truth. Why did you leave True Story ASA?
All right, Kareem, this is a very common question that you and I both know that a lot of people ask, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't want to get too in-depth with it, but I will give you some reasons or some hints or some stuff as to why I left, okay? First of all, what you saw on YouTube about the whole splitting up was not true, okay? That splitting up wasn't... I didn't leave for YouTube. Let's just clear that out. You know, YouTube wasn't... what am I saying? I didn't leave for college, you know? College is not the reason that I left, all right? Let me just give you a little background since you're asking why I left or this and that. I personally didn't want to leave, you know? I don't think I told you anything, but I personally didn't want to leave, you know? I was given pretty much like a termination letter or, you know, like, oh, you're not going to be part of this no more. Pretty much something like that, you know? Now, obviously, when you're given something like that, you would have no option. You know, you have no say. You know, someone tells you you're not being part of this. It's not even saying, oh, do you want to do this or do you not want to do this? It's not a question. It's a demand. It was more like you're not going to be part of it no more, you know? So I felt like, whoa, where did this come from? You know what I mean? This is not part of the thing. So when the sense that, you know, okay, this is kind of fucked up, let me compromise sign. So I was offered a percentage off the channel. I was offered a percentage and I was offered promotion and I was offered many stuff for a new channel, you know, to get back up there. So I felt like that was a fair trade. You know, I felt like, okay, you know, at least all the hard work I did, it could be like all the hard work can be pushed over to this new channel. You know, everyone is happy that way. It'll be good. You know, that was the word. After that, the word was not fulfilled. The promise was not fulfilled. So I was basically pushed to the curb and I was forced to go my own way. Now I was forced to start from scratch. I was forced to do everything my own way. And that's pretty much it. So it had nothing to do with college. It has nothing to do with me taking a break, this and that. It had nothing to do with that. It was the fact that I was given no option. I was given a script. I was given what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and pretty much like that.
So I wanted to ask you then, why didn't you fight back? Why didn't you just like do everything you can to fight back and at least get what you were promised?
I tried. I'm going to be honest. I tried. I did my research. I got people involved to see what I can do, what are my options. But this was pretty much like a pre-planned thing, you know? It was so pre-planned that any move I would try to make would be like blocked. It was already planned. Like, okay, if he does this, this is going to come in the way. If I do this, this is going to come in the way. So pretty much I had no entry point. You know, I had like checkpoints in every corner, pretty much like that. So obviously I had no option as to how I'm going to do it or what can I do, you know? For example, since you bring up the question, YouTube, you know, YouTube contract, partnership contract. The first couple of years, my name was on the contract. Mm. The last few years, my name was not in the contract.
Oh, wow.
So now my rights are taken away. You know, I have no more rights now, you know? So if I have no more rights in the contract, I'm pretty much like a guest, you know? So as you can see, it is pretty much pre-planned.
Wow. So your name was just removed like that? Like without your... explicit permission?
I mean, you could put it like that, but like, you know, when the renewal comes, you know, both parties have to sign, you know, both parties have to do this. The renewal form, I wasn't given that renewal form. So I had no idea as to who was signing or when it was being signed. Mm-hmm. It was just signed by one person, given the rights to that one person, mm-hmm. excluding me from the picture. And that's pretty much how control was taken.
All right. Well, what about when that whole situation came up? I remember there was a video of someone explaining everything that went down. And then they reached out to you again, and there was like a monetary agreement that was being made. Can you give us more details on that?
The monetary agreement was basically I invested a lot in this channel. I invested like crazy amount, you know? So I invested a lot, and the person said, okay, I'm going to give you this much right now, and I'm going to give you that much later, you know? So this is my hard-earned money, you know what I mean? It's what belongs to me. I'm not asking him for the money, you know? This is mine. So I'm like, okay, give me what's mine, you know? And then he gave me what's his, and he was like, oh, okay, but for this, you know what I mean? I don't want no trouble, this and that. I don't want any drama, this, that. So if you can just please bring this video down, because I've made a video on this, right?
Yeah.
But the person was like, oh, you know, if you can just put this video down, this and that, I'll give you your shit. I'll give you what's yours, this and that. But can you just, like, you know, bring it down, this and that? Like, I don't want any trouble, blah, blah. I don't know how much you know me. I'm pretty sure you know me well enough to know that I wouldn't say I'm a pushover, but I would say more so like, I guess I'm just too nice, you know? Like, I probably fell for it. You know, when the moment came, I'm like, yeah, maybe he's right. You know, there's no need for drama. There's no need. And I fell for his words, you know? Hence why I had to do what I did. And pretty much that's it.
Yeah, man. At this time, you kind of took, like, you know, you took a lot of breaks. And one of the breaks, the reasons were because, you know, you were depressed and you were going through some stuff. So tell us what was going through your mind. What were you feeling and how did you deal with it? Of what you deserved? No,
just to clarify, I didn't get what I was promised.
Oh, really? Okay.
As in for the share, the share and everything, that my percentage and everything, I didn't get not even a single penny from that.
Wow.
But the money that I did get, it was the money that I invested in. You understand?
Got you. Okay.
Those I got back, but okay. I didn't get the, like, I'm not going to bullshit here and tell you, oh no, I didn't get nothing back. You know, I'm not going to lie about it. I'm going to be honest. You know, I got the money I invested back, but the percentage and everything that's rightfully mine, I didn't get that back.
I see.
Now the question you asked is like, how did I deal with this?
And depression and everything you were going through. Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't like depressed, but I was upset. You know what I mean? I feel like that was like the climax of my life. You know what I mean? That's when I got like, I can curse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when I felt like I got really fucked over, you know, because that time I was what? What's 2015 minus 4 years ago. So I was 21. I was 21. You know, I'm still growing up, you know? So when that shit hit me, that's when I'm like, fuck, this is life, you know? There's going to be people like this, you know? There's going to be people going to fuck me over. After that whole thing happened, I started, like, you know, being strong to myself. I started, like, you know, I started, like, watching out for people, you know? Like, nowadays, I don't give trust so easily. Back then, I just gave full trust. I'm like, who needs a paper? Who needs a contract when you have verbal agreement, you know? But now it's just, like, I don't do that shit no more. Now I just, like, now I have, like, before I say anything to someone, I always think twice. Is this gonna hurt me back? Because obviously I learned my lesson from 2015. So that's pretty much how I'm living life right now. And I personally think that it made me stronger as a person, because I was very weak-hearted that time. But now it's just like I'm more strong-hearted. So it definitely did change me.
That's good. You know, I wanted to also talk to you about when you were part of True Story ASA, you had a really cool opportunity, a film called American Sharia, right? So tell us a little bit about that. That was really cool. You were part of a movie, and tell us the experience and how everything like that, you know, how everything went with that.
American Sharia, okay. We shot a couple years ago. I want to give a huge shout out to the director.
Omar Regan,
yeah. The guy, he, no auditions were required, this and that. He took us in. He was like, you know, like, I want you to be part of this show. I mean, this movie, this and that. Open Heartedly said yes. It's a great opportunity. And he did really well in it. So my experience with that was just like, I was just personally amazed. You know, I've never been on a movie set. I've never done like acting, this and that. So, you know, you learn stuff. Like a 2-minute scene takes you literally like a good 6-7 hours. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't know that. Yeah. A lot of people think that it's easy.
Exactly.
You know, you just go, you do it, and you leave. No, but like literally two minutes, you know, 2 minutes takes you a good scene. There was one day I was there for 24 hours straight, no sleep, no nothing. We were just on the set, wow. You know, so it was just like crazy experiences. It was just really nice to watch. It's beautiful to see like the behind the scenes of a movie, you know, so I guess it was really good thing. And the best part is that movie allowed me to be on, you know, IMDb.
IMDb, yeah.
IMDb.
IMDb.
IMDb. Sounds like a sentence. IMDb, you said, right?
Yeah.
IMDb. So that movie allowed me to beat on that link, right? So I have, like, my own page on that. So I thought it was pretty cool. You know, like, if you go on it, you can see it says, like, American Trivia, and it says my character, this and
that's
that.
That's really cool.
Yeah. You have one too, right?
I think so. I'm not really sure, to be honest with you.
I think you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool. That would be really awesome. So are we going to see you in any film this coming year, or maybe a production that we're working on? Huh?
As in movies?
Yeah.
I want to be in one, so I'm going to probably, like, you know, audition. But, you know, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to say this on the podcast. I usually don't say this out loud because it's just one of my thoughts. And I'm sure you can agree, too. Mm. Being a brown guy in America, it's very difficult to get into Hollywood. Because when, as a brown guy, you're literally limited to, like, small roles. Like a deli owner or a cab driver, you know? Those are, like, the roles that you can fit in for. It's very hard. But if you're, like, say, like, a white man, you know, it's easier for you to get roles. But being brown, it's very hard. There's one person, what's that guy from Venom? The Desi guy?
Oh, Riz Ahmed?
Riz Ahmed, yeah. Him, you know what I mean? He did well. I'm proud of him for the fact that he made a huge role like that in a movie. Mm-hmm. But it's still, at the end of the day, it's pretty difficult, you know?
Yeah. He actually got a lot of bad press for that role. They said he was pretty bad.
He wasn't that bad. I seen the thing.
I saw the movie too. They said
was he really bad or no?
No, it was good. It was decent. It wasn't perfect or great, but you can't really have a perfect one. But they said that he was like, it's just a forgettable role. Like, he's a great actor, and they should have gave him more to do. So it's the fault of the filmmakers,
of
not
the director.
His.
Yeah,
because he is a great actor. He was also in Star Wars, which was pretty, really
pretty
huge.
Cool,
like,
yeah.
I was so proud when because you know you have a Muslim on Star Wars. It's huge. It was really cool. But yeah. Yeah, so what else?
I told you, like, it's difficult, this and that. But as much as, like, production on YouTube, I want to, like, step away from the whole, like, vlogs or, like, the little challenges. I want to do something more than that. I want to exceed my expectations, you know? I want to do, like, short films or web series, this and that, where it's just, like, high-quality entertainment. It's no longer, like, put a camera in front of your face. And, like, you know, it's more so, like, something bigger.
Man, you make me feel so good when I hear those words.
Which one?
High quality web series, short
God.
Films.
Oh, sake, stop.
Oh, man, that's good.
Even the one that we were talking about. So I'm really looking forward to, like, implement that into, like, actual video, you know?
Yeah. I'll tell them a little bit about it, but I'm not going to give too much information. Me and Sheikh are working on a really cool webisode. But we're going to take it slow because it's our first really foray into this thing together. I've done a lot on my own, but, you know, we're going to just do one pilot episode, the first episode, and we're going to release it, you know, on all our social media platforms. And then we'll see how the reaction is and how it goes. But it's going to be pretty funny. It's a formulaic comedy, but it's going to be a really good comedy. It's going to be funny.
Can I give a hint of what's it about?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know. It was bottled up inside.
Yeah, just go ahead.
All right. So basically, it's about two cops, me and Kareem. We're going to be the cops, right? So I'm going to be this, like, this Desi cop. Kareem's going to be this, like, this Arab cop. And the police force, they need two people for their mission. And then they hire us, you know? And obviously, if you have someone going, like, hello, sir, how are you doing? And then you have someone like, people, if you think like this. So when you have two people like that in the force and everyone is, like, fluent in American, you know what's gonna happen. That's, like, the most I want to say, because I don't want to really say too much, but I'm really looking forward to it. I know it's gonna be hilarious.
Me too, man. You know? I hope you guys love it. So I want to ask you, how do you feel about religion in this whole entertainment space? Because you said it's hard for brown people. It is also hard for Muslims to try to be entertaining, whether it comes from music, singing, dancing, any art form, really. It's hard when your background is of, you know, Islamic, and it's not because of the religion, but I think it's also because of the viewers who follow that religion. How do you feel that affects you, and how do you feel that would play in your rise to
Okay, that's a very good question, honestly. To both of us, we use, I guess, like, we're Muslims in different ways, you understand? Like, basically, like, what's okay with me is not okay with you, and vice versa, you know? But the way I follow is, when I do my content, I try my hardest not to bring religion in it. And the reason for that is because I'm not saying all Muslims are like that, but a good handful of Muslim population, they pick and choose their sins. You understand? Mm. Like if, for example, they see me with a girl, they'll be like, oh, you're so haram. You effing this, you effing that. You know, they'll curse at me. They'll be like, oh, you effing doing this. You're a pig. You're this. You're with a girl. But me with a girl is pretty much the same sin as you cursing or you calling me a pig. So it's literally the same thing. So you're just like, yes. You know, you just became a hypocrite, mm-hmm. You know? And that's a huge fault in the Muslim audience. You know, it's just people like they pick and choose what they want to sin, you know? Because let's be honest, if I had an ugly girl in my video, I hate that word, but say I had like an unattractive girl in my video, you know, not one Muslim or not one person would say, oh, you're with the girl. But as the second they see that she's pretty or she's beautiful, wow, you're so haram, you're with this girl. Mm. And it's a proven fact, like I personally experienced it.
Oh, wow.
You know, like at one point I had this, like, don't get me wrong, but I had this one like big girl in my video. Yeah. Not one single person said anything. Bear in mind, she's a girl. Not one person said anything about that girl. But as soon as I have like a pretty girl, wow, you're so haram. You have this, you have that. Wow. So, yeah.
Yo, that you literally just like you just blew my mind. That is so true. I never even thought of that. That's actually, I've experienced that too. That's crazy. Why do you think that is?
It's, you know, the thing is, it's just like, people put inside their mentalities that this sin is greater than this sin. You know, at the end of the day, a sin is a sin.
Yeah.
You know? But people have their inside them, like, you know, hot girl means, like, sex. Or hot girl means this or that.
Just so because of looking at her.
Because they're very attractive. You know what I mean? It's like that whole, thing they say about rape. You know? Like, don't blame a girl for the way she dresses. Blame your mindset for the way you think.
Yeah,
you know,
blame your actions.
Yeah, pretty much like that. It's like, it's not the girl's fault, you know. She dresses however she wants. It's the way you intend after looking at her, you know. Like, if you just control yourself and be like, oh, okay, she's pretty, this and that, instead of making that like intention, like, oh, I'm gonna do this or I'm gonna do that, you know, it's all about the way you think. So that's what I feel like. I feel like people they pick and choose because they feel like one sin is greater than another sin. You know, but it's at the end of the day, you have to look that all sins are the same. We all sin differently, you know. So you should even, like, you know, you should even judge about that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Did anyone ever, like, what was the most recent hateful comment about you and your religion?
You know, I can't really answer that, mm-hmm. because recently I haven't been bringing up religion, so no one had any ammo on me, you know?
Okay.
Because if you bring a religion, then you get ammo, but I don't bring a religion. So I try avoiding it because my content is like more so like family friendly more than like religious, you know. Like people say, oh, like I smoke hookah, right? People's like, oh, why don't you put it on Instagram, put it on Snapchat a lot, this and that. But my reason is not because of religion. I don't put it up because I'm like, oh, it's haram, this and that. I don't put it up because I know children are watching. I don't want to influence them, pretty much like that.
Wow, okay.
So there's like a difference, you know. It's not about religion. It's more about like my mindset, pretty much, you know.
That's commendable, man. You know, I have to be honest with you, like, I've always wondered, you know, and I want to ask you this, in your opinion, do you think I made a mistake, you know, bringing religion into my videos? You know, sometimes I would make all kinds of videos because I'm an artist. I love exploring many different forms of art. So one of the things that I feel is like bringing into religion through art to make people, you know, to get people to understand it for peace, coexistence. Do you think I made a mistake bringing religion in, and should I have never done that?
To be bluntly honest,
give it to me, Sheikh.
I think you did make a mistake.
Ah.
Now, let me tell you my reason for that.
Okay.
Because I know you, Kareem. As a person, I know you. Me and you are literally the same person, you know? But let me go specifically on you. Your viewers aren't ready for the stuff you put out, you know. Your viewers are more so like religion fanatic, I could say, you know. So if you go against that, then they would obviously, you know, like put you down like that. But if your audience was more open-minded, they wouldn't put you down, you know. So your majority of your audience are pretty much like, you know, like very religious, very into religion, this and that. So that's why you feel like the way you are, because the stuff you put out there, a lot of people also put the same thing, but they don't get the same amount of hate that you do. Yeah. You know, and why is that? Because of their audience. So it all depends on the audience, to be honest. And now your mistake was you raised this audience on your own by doing those kind of videos originally in the days. Mm-hmm. So you pretty much like brought that upon you. So now you have to like continuously do that, or if you want to change the game, you have to like phase it out a bit. You can't just like jump, you know?
Yeah. But what was an example of a video that I made that was a jump, in your opinion?
A jump or something that you did that brought this kind of audience?
Like a completely different? Like, do you have a video name?
Okay. Don't get me wrong, I love your content, but like say one video you have, let's talk about your girlfriend, all right? Say one video you like, oh, my girlfriend reading the Quran. And the next video is a thumbnail of you kissing her, you know? Mm. So it's like a huge jump, and a lot of people don't really accept that, you know?
I agree with you, you're right. But I didn't do that, though. I didn't, that's a big, I'm just letting you guys know, I didn't actually do that. It's just a big example because, you know, many videos down the line, I did have a, we didn't, like, the thumbnail wasn't kissing, but I did kiss her cheek in a video and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would never do that.
No, I'm exaggerating. I'm not saying that you did it back to back, but yeah.
What you're saying makes absolute sense, and I agree. And that's why, you know, everyone that's showing me hate, and I want to know how you deal with it, for me in particular, when it comes to, because I get so much hate based on the religion that I come from. I love every single one of them. And I would never talk bad about them. And they're still my brothers and sisters. And I understand where they're coming from. And I do not disagree with them. And it does not make what I'm doing, you know, right. And it doesn't make it halal, of course, you know. But I'm learning. And I'm growing and learning. And I do appreciate the advice. But I think I do still have my limits. You know, people are acting like I'm making porn or something. So it's like I'm not, you know. So I'm pretty sure, like, you have had your fair share of people, you know,
hating
based on your religion. So tell me about it, man. Because I know, like, they all, like you said, smoking and having a girl. But I know there's probably more.
Okay. I mean, to answer the question of how I deal with it, honestly, I just read it and ignore it. Because I know myself and I know my worth. And I know what I'm doing is right or wrong, you know. Because when I post stuff like this, I know that these are minor stuff. You know, this is just who I am, but they're like family friendly. Mm-hmm. You know, smoking is not family friendly, hence why I don't put that up, you know. But girls, they're okay to be on the videos, they're okay. You know, I'm not gonna have every girl wearing a niqab and everything in my videos, you know.
Imagine,
like, you know, like it's just like, you know, like no one can even see the thing, this and that. So it's just I wouldn't do that, you know, like I love my religion, you know. We all sin differently. We'll all be accountable for our actions on the Day of Judgment. But what we do today, I don't think it should be judged by anyone, you know? So it's not even I think. No one can judge you, literally. You know, like if you love the work, watch it, like it, subscribe. If you don't, move on. You know, you don't have to like stop and like comment. You know how much effort it is to comment?
Yeah.
You know, like why do you have to do that?
I don't get it.
Like I'm going to delete it when I see it. So why do you have to do all that
exactly.
stuff? Exactly. You know? So just like... Just if you don't like something, just leave, move on.
I could just imagine, like, bro, like, you're just saving them time. Like, Habibi, listen, I'm going to delete it anyway. I'm not going to read it. Stop, right? Still going to post the video. It's like, it doesn't change anything.
Exactly.
Like, calm down.
It's like they watch it, and then they scroll down to the comment, and then they type it up like, yo, you effing this, you effing that, I hate your videos, send. 2 minutes later, yo, where is it?
They were so hard, and it's gone.
You just wasted like 2 minutes of your life for doing nothing. You could have used that 2 minutes and watched another video.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So speaking of which, we did something haram in Las Vegas, me and you.
Oh no. Oh no, Kareem. Don't bring that up.
Yo, you always bring it up in the worst moments. Like when we're hanging out or in front of my girlfriend.
It's
like,
memories.
Yo, Kareem, remember when we kissed?
No. Oh, why are you saying that? Okay, now that everyone knows, me and Kareem kissed.
No. You gotta tell them the truth, bro. Okay.
We kissed.
No, the full.
That's the truth.
If you're the full details.
They don't know.
There's a video of it too.
They don't need to know how we kissed. They just know that we kissed.
No, they need to know, bro. Because I don't want them thinking like we made out and shit in Las Vegas.
We didn't make out. Okay. Let me.
please clarify it, you know?
Yeah, you still got the video or no?
No, it was you had it, bro. Remember,
I deleted
it on Snapchat or something?
Oh, man.
No, you probably have it on your laptop.
Yeah,
you said you have it on your laptop.
I have a lot of stuff on my laptop. Yeah. Oh, I probably do. Yeah, I'm going to check it when I get home. Basically, the story of how me and Kareem kissed. Started a couple years back.
Sounds like a movie.
In a land. In
far, far away.
In a land far, far away. Correct me if I'm wrong.
All right. I'm here.
So me and Kareem, we just like looked at each other and we just went hardcore into
making. Bro, what the hell, man?
So when we were Snapchatting this and that, I was next to the window. Kareem was in the middle. So I think Kareem was trying to look out the window.
Look, we could recreate.
No.
We'll recreate it with the camera right here. So basically.
Oh, God. All right. So I'm the one next to the window. Okay.
All right. So we're in the van on our way to like, what were we?
You were in the back?
Yeah, I was in the back. Yeah. Right.
So this is how we were.
All right. So he was recording with his phone like that. And I was right behind him to his right. Okay. Right.
10 months
so
ago.
I was on my Snapchat. And I forgot who was next to me. Was it Anam? No. What is like
Fariel or whatever.
Fariel, yeah. We had like Fariel was next to me, and I told her to hold a Snapchat for me to record because I was gonna go like hug him like this and give him a kiss on his cheek, right? But for some odd reason, like he thought I was just gonna go like this. He was also Snapchatting and he was also thinking the same thing that he's gonna give me a kiss on the cheek. So what happens? I'm gonna give him a kiss on the cheek here, and we both turn. And our freaking lips lock.
Show them real quick. Come.
No, we're not going to lip lock. We're not going to show them the actual thing.
But pretty much, yeah. Pretty much what happened in, like, short form, we both looked at each other and, like, literally, it was like a tap. It wasn't even, like that.
Bro,
it was just, like, a quick tap.
Yo, we went crazy after that. You have
Bro,
to show the video.
You should have seen our reaction. We're like, whoa, did this just happen?
Yo, we started screaming in the car like
yeah,
someone
they thought
died.
That was something, yeah. Like, yo, what happened? No, but it was a memory that we can always
How remember. Was the experience? How did my lips feel?
It was very soft, to be honest. Like, it tasted like kofta and everything.
Kofta? Yours tasted like biryani.
No. So you had like a biryani kofta meal in like 2 seconds. Oh my God.
Like, that ass though, your lips kind of felt soft and like and furry because
of
the beard.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Yeah, like soft and furry.
I had a beard that time?
Yeah, it kind of like had some fuzz fur. Like, so
oh, yeah.
I kind of felt like the fur. Oh, bro, I can never forget that feeling, man.
You know,
yeah,
chilling,
it was good times,
partying.
Man. It was good times.
Yeah.
I
personally wish that everything was the same as before.
Yeah,
but
man. It was.
People change.
Yeah.
People change.
People change, but I'm so thankful that we had those awesome memories together. And I think there's a lot more we could talk about, but we'll talk about it another time. I'm going to transition into one more question about religion. And it's a really important one because I think it pertains to you and me like tenfold, right? And the question is, how do you feel about the fake Islamic image portrayed by a lot of YouTubers or entertainers in the media? Because people always look, you know, I would imagine they always go to your page or my page and say, so-and-so is better than you because they're a better Muslim. Now, that comment really gets to me because people don't know us in person. Like, you and I, we don't drink. Sometimes the people they compare us to drink and do all these other things that we don't normally do, and we get called out just for being entertaining or doing something in a video that entertains, but they don't know us in real life. So please talk about that.
That's a very relatable question because personally, like, I've noticed that, like, people, they judge you from what they see, yeah, but they don't know what's actually going behind the screens because, you know, like you said, like, you know, you get compared to people who does worse than you. You know what I mean? Like, you don't drink, but then the people that they compare to, oh, this person is so good, this and that, you know, he doesn't do anything, and you're over here doing this. But that person behind the screen is drinking. You know, that person behind the screen is doing a lot more worse. Not everything you see on camera is how the person tends to be. You know, obviously everything, people are so fake, like, they'll do anything to fit in. You know, they're like chameleons, you know? Mm-hmm. If they're with, like imam or something, they'll be mad religious. You know, they're like, Assalamu alaikum, this, that. They'll be completely different. Say they're in the hood, they'll be with some ghetto gangster people, right? Mm. They'll be mad hoodish. They'll be like, yo, what up, this and that. Say, you know, they fit in with any person that they meet. So when they're on YouTube and they see their audience is, like, religious-based, they would tend to become more religious on camera. Mm. But if their audience was something else, they would become something else, you know? But one thing I always believe is, what's that thing called? The truth will one day come out. Mm-hmm. You know, no matter what you do or no matter what you say or no matter how much you try hiding it,
yeah,
the truth will come out sooner or later. That's like a guarantee.
Yeah.
You know, and it happened to me very, like, a lot of times. And it happens to anyone, you know? Like, they'll come out sooner or later. So no matter how much you try hiding behind the camera, it wouldn't always be hidden, you know? Yeah. But as far as the fans or the people who say stuff like that, I just think that, you know, before, like, judging of what's on camera, I think they should take a moment and, like, you know, appreciate what they see, you know? Mm. Like, don't like, you know, just jump to it like, oh, wow, this person is bad, you know? That person could have a better heart than the person you look up to.
That's so true, man. It reminds me of that that thing where you're just like, don't judge a book by its cover. Don't judge someone based on what you see, but on what you know. All right, so I have this little fun segment that I do towards the end of the podcast, and it's usually where we ask our fans, ask the cuckoos, what they would like to ask you. So now it's not me asking the question, it's them asking the questions. Yes, and I can't show you what the questions are, so I'm going to ask you.
When did you ask them?
I asked them recently. And all you got to do is just answer them. And the challenge is you got to answer them, and you can't basically, you know.
Back out.
Yeah. Gotcha. Cannot back out.
Copy, mate. My heart is racing.
Say bismillah. Bismillah. Okay. Okay, first question is, what was the real reason why 3MH broke?
Ooh! 3MH broke because of some people's greed and hunger for fame and money.
Really? But go into more detail, though.
Wait, is that another question? Or
No. Go into more detail. Because I'm pretty sure they want to know more details.
I mean, you were part of 3MH too. What's your thought? I presented mine. What do you think?
So you're asking me, really? But this is about you. I mean, you want to ask me? I don't mind.
I want to have like a discussion thing.
Sure.
Okay. It is a very deep copy.
It's hard to explain. It's hard to explain why 3MH broke up because I feel like there's a lot of reasons.
3MH pretty much broke when one person was out of the group, you know? So it was like, it was never something that, I guess like when one person fell off or when one person got off the whole crew, that's when 3MH pretty much ended. But as far as I remember, and I'm pretty sure you can recall too, I felt like you were attacked. You know, I felt like everyone was against you. Not me, but there were people in the group, or there was a person in the group who had something against you, who would attack you. You know, who would always be like thing this and that. So it created a conflict between you and that person. Now, one thing about me is I usually support what's right. I don't care if you're my friend or you're not my friend or whatever you are. If you're wrong, you're wrong, you know? So when you were in a conflicted situation with that person, I stood up because I felt like, no, Kareem was done wrong. He wasn't wrong here, you know? So I stood up and I defended you. Because of that defense, I'm like pushed aside now. Like, oh, you're going to defend him? Okay, you can fuck off then. You know, it was pretty much like that.
Exactly.
That's how slowly by slowly people were, you know, they were like eliminated from the thing. So like not only 3MH, but everything just started like splitting up because of this whole negative mindset, this whole ego kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. That sucks, man.
I hate it, but what's done is done, you know?
Exactly. What's done is done. So basically that's my opinion. There was just so many misunderstandings. And then I decided to leave because of certain ways I was treated. And then when that happened, everything started falling apart.
Let's be bluntly honest, Kareem. You were pretty much neglected throughout a lot of like the decisions and like a lot of the
like that time you guys went to LA without
Miami?
Me.
LA or Miami?
Miami? Was it Miami?
Miami, I believe. Yeah. So. I personally think that Kareem, you were done wrong. I felt like they pushed you aside in many of the cases.
Why do you think that is, though? Why do you think they pushed me aside? Because I never really knew the whole reason.
The reason you were pushed aside is because I guess I'm not gonna make this up right now, but one of the reasons that you were pushed aside was because they were afraid that you would stop them from doing things that they didn't want to do.
And what's that?
We both know what's that. You would obviously stop someone from doing something wrong.
I never really stopped anyone. I only guided them.
That's what I'm saying. You never, but they looked at you like, you know, like, oh, he's probably going to stop us, this and that. So they usually didn't, you know, bring you in the discussion being afraid of that, you know? But it's not that you were being a buzzkill. I guess it was just like you were, you know, looking after their health. You know what I mean? Because you were much older than everyone. So it would be your responsibility to make sure everyone is fit and healthy, you know?
I mean,
so
like,
you were doing your part.
I mean, one of them told me like, yo, if I'm ever going to drink, please stop me from doing that. And I was like, is that what you want? And he's like, yes, if I just do it. I was like, okay. And I held my word and I did that. And then when I did it, they get mad at me because I was, you know, being true to my true to my word.
Yeah.
But you know, I got called boring because I don't like going to clubs. And stuff
same
like
exact
that.
Me. I don't do clubs. I don't do parties. This and that. Like my type of lit night.
I love
like
entertaining. I love making hookah. People laugh and stuff like that. Yeah. But you know, all that other stuff, I don't mind. Anyone can do whatever they want, man. You know, like, but so, like, what about you? Like, you don't like going to clubs, right?
Not at all.
Why?
Why me?
Yeah. Why are you such a buzzkill, Sheikh? Why are you boring?
No. Okay. Let me tell you the difference between me and you during that time and situation. Okay. We both don't like clubs. Yeah. But you wouldn't go regardless. I would go because everyone else is going. You understand? Like, we both don't like it, but the one difference is that you would stay back. I would go because the rest of the crowd is going, but I wouldn't enjoy it. I would just go for the fuck of it, pretty much. You understand?
Gotcha. Okay, we got another cuckoo question from the cuckoos, and it says here, ask him after YouTube, what are you doing? I mean, what's your new job?
I mentioned this earlier, but after YouTube or aside from YouTube, something in the law enforcement, something in investigation scene or something like that. You know, FBI, NYPD officer, state police officer, anything like that. You know, I just want to join the force, pretty much.
Okay. You know? That's cool, man. I mean, I support you in that, and I hope you succeed in that.
Thank you.
Another question is, tell the people the truth. Do you think you and Adam are going to talk again?
Wow. That was a question I swear to God I never expected. Do you think we're going to talk again? Can I be bluntly honest with you?
Yeah, be honest, man.
No. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because ego is such a big thing that I feel like the farther you progress, the bigger your ego goes. Mm-hmm. And if it goes too high, then there's like no chance at all, you know? So I guess some people need reality checks. Some people need ways. Because honestly, I'm going to be bluntly honest. I'm open. You know, I'm open to talking. I don't care. What's done is done. We were like 21. We were kids, mm-hmm. you know? I'm 25 now. He's 25 now. You know, we're grown men. Yeah. You know? Like, we could rent a car without paying underage fee. You know? Because we're men now. I'm open to it. You know? No ego, no nothing, whatever. Cameras aside. Everything aside. One-on-one, face-to-face. I'm open with it. I'm down to talk. Because honestly, you don't get shit done unless you have a dialogue. Mm-hmm. Unless you could talk. And if he's open for that, I'm down. But if he's never open, then what am I supposed to say? I'm not going to beg him. I'm like, yo, please, please talk. You know, I'm not gonna do that, but if he's down, I'm down. That's pretty much how it rolls.
Okay, that's cool, man. Another question. So, all of this today, if it were to happen, would you make a video with Slim?
If what? What's the question?
All of this today, if it were to happen, would you make a video with Slim? Like, basically, what they're trying to say is like, with everything that's going on so far, would you make a video with Slim?
I would. Not because of his subscribers, but because of who he is. Because is that close to relating to your question or no?
Yeah, okay. It makes sense.
Yeah. No, because I personally think Slim is a great guy, you know? Mm. I just, like, I don't think he has it in, he has no hate in him. I don't think so. You know, I just feel like he probably made a wrong decision, not wrong decision, because obviously it's benefiting him. His whatever decision he made is benefiting him. Mm. But I just feel like he's not a bad guy. You know, Slim doesn't have, as much as I know him from when I met him, he's always been like a jolly person. He's never had like hate in his heart, like, yo, I don't like this kid. He's never had that, you know? Like, if he has a problem with people, he'll just like laugh it off, you know? Mm. He doesn't have any personal things. Speaking of him, I had a post, right? When it was his birthday, I put up a post like, happy birthday, Slim. I wrote a long ass paragraph, right, for his birthday. And I was just reading it. And I'm like, one of the lines I wrote is like, I pray that we're friends till death. Wow. Like, when I read that line, I'm like, fuck, what? Did I die already? Like, you know, like.
Like, Kareem is the biggest attention.
Whoa.
Kareem
what
is
reading?
The biggest attention whore. Wrong question. there is one more question here, and it says, what are your future plans for YouTube? And if you have anything coming out, what are they?
Future plans for YouTube. I just want to divert from the whole vlogging and like the whole challenge and everything. And I want to start doing more serious kind of work. I want to start doing more, you know, like I want to start doing more stuff relating to like quality, You know, challenges, I don't think, is quality. Challenges, anyone can just sit back and just make jokes, this and that. But I want to do something with, like, serious acting, serious editing, serious work, you know? So that's just something that I want to do. Mm. And, like, I just want to divert from the whole thing, you know? Like, even when some people do vlogs, they make that vlog seem like a movie.
Yeah, they script it.
Yeah. It's, like, such a good vlog. Like, you can watch it. And that's not considered really vlogging. That's more, like, acting, yeah, pretty much. You know, like, they're all set up, everything like that. So I just want to do something above the expectation, I guess, above the standards.
Are you ready for all the work, though, that comes with it?
I'm ready, to be honest, because I feel like what I know or the skills that I have so far, I feel like they'll pass it for me to make them, you know?
Mm.
Yeah. So it's just, like, stuff that I'm working on. You know, I'm learning new things every day, you know? Like, there's a lot of stuff, so... And see where it goes from there.
That's cool, man, and I can't wait to see where it goes, because we got a lot of plans on things we're gonna work on together, and I'm excited. I'm ready. I hope you continue to keep doing you and not let anyone affect you. It was really awesome having you on the show today, Sheikh Akbar, and I really appreciate you coming through and answering all the questions and speaking truthfully and honestly. And I hope everyone listening and watching enjoyed this.
You know, the stuff that we talked about today was just like, it's like shit that you never heard. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna be real. The stuff that I said today is just like, whoa, so that's what happened? Oh, so that's it? Because I feel like I hid it for a while, but it's just like, you know, at the end of the day, now we're men. We're different. You know, this is like kid shit now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Like, I don't care about it. I'll put it out there now.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, we're not bothered about it anymore.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna be really honest, like, I'm happy right now. And I'm pretty sure you're pretty happy too.
I'm the happiest I could ever been. I have the most beautiful girlfriend in the world. I hope I marry her someday.
Inshallah.
And I have everything that I've ever wanted in my life.
The most handsome best friend.
Aw, Sheikh, you are the most handsome best friend. I'm thankful, and I just want to say alhamdulillah that we have our health and that we're here and we're able to walk here and be in this podcast, breathe, and that we got up in the morning. I cannot be more thankful than that. And, you know, and that's why I always pray in the morning. You know, I don't do my five prayers every day, and that's something really important that I need to do. But I do pray in the morning, my two rak'at for the subh, and it's very important to do that. And I don't know why you're laughing, bro, but it's
the, like, way you said it. What? Like, I'm like, damn.
Because in Arabic, that's why.
No, because we would say, like, two rak'at for, like, you know, we would say,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
you
that. Have the Desi accent.
Yeah, but you, like, two rak'at. I'm like, damn.
I really want to just say that this was awesome and it's really cool. And the platform is open. I mean, we have four seats here. So, you know, we're men and we're grown and we're cool. And if the other fellas out there want to come and hash it out and talk with us, the floor is open to you anytime to come here. We have four seats.
But if not,
yeah,
you're not bothered.
Of course not. I'm not.
Just to clarify.
I mean, I am an adult, you know what it is, brother.
You know what it is, Kareem? Some people believe...
I'm adult.
Yeah, I know. some people believe that you're still bothered about it. Some people think that you're still in the thing. Like, some people tell you, Kareem, move on, this and that. But like, can you just clarify that? Be like, yo, I have moved on. You know,
Sheikh,
I've got a beautiful girlfriend. I've got this.
Listen, I want to tell you something.
Tell me.
If I didn't move on, I wouldn't still be doing what I'm doing today. You
That's
know?
What like, I'm saying.
It's just the thing is, the people who are saying that, who are they? They don't know us. They don't know us personally. And they're probably really young and they never dealt with a situation as this. You know, imagine losing your friends that you've grown up with, and imagine breaking away. I mean, someone were to just forget about it and not even care at all, then that person, that's a problem. That means that person never really cared. Exactly. They never really cared. So the people who say, like, oh, move on, they don't know anything. They don't know shit. All right? They're just, like, watching. They're acting like they know us, but they don't know us. They've never been with us, and they're never going to be with us. And they're acting like they've been there throughout the whole thing. No, you just watched everything through
the
screen.
You just know what you saw.
You just watched through the screen. That was it. You just saw everything through a window of disbelief and farce. So you don't know anything. That's why I don't let those people bother me. I talk about whatever it is I want to talk about, and I bring up whatever I want to talk about. But you today have really just
opened up
in a way I've never seen before, and I really appreciate that, and I really thank you for that. I want you to tell us something motivational. Right. Give us some motivation from your world, because I know you
from
went through a lot.
Yeah.
From your point of view, because I know you went through a lot. And Of course, it affected you as a person, but it also helped you learn a lot. So give some words of motivation, words of encouragement to the people listening right now.
Okay. Something huge in the world we live in today.
Sorry. I love how you get like all professional and shit.
I'm like, okay, let me set the mic up. But a big problem that we all face is trust. You know, trust is a huge thing. Trust helps people build relationships. Trust can even break relationships. So one big thing that I always say is trust people wisely. You know, don't depend on too much. You know, don't depend on people too much. Don't, like, give yourself up. You know, always have a guard up. Always be, you know, cautious. You know what I mean? The people you call your best friends or the people you're very close with, this and that, in 2 seconds, they can easily go against you. And that ruin everything. Like, all the bricks you built, they could all tumble down, you know, with like a 2 second thing. So always be cautious with the people around you, and the people that you call close, you know, keep them close, but like keep them within limit until you can fully trust them. Like, there may be situations in life where they'll need to prove themselves, and if they can easily prove it, then you know that this is the person for you. Because when it comes to hard time, not everyone stays. When it comes to hard time, they would easily like walk out, like, oh, I can't do this, I'm gonna walk out. There's a lot of people like that, you know. So just have your guard up, and like, that's like the biggest motivation I can give, is just like, use your trust wisely. Use that cautious power of yours and use it wisely. But in regards to everything else, like with life and everything, I just think that people should, you know, like, develop themselves and focus on themselves. Sometimes it's good to be selfish. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's good to think about yourself a lot more, you know. Because at the end of the day, when you die, you're the only one that's going to be answering for yourself. Other people won't answer for you. You're going to be answering yourself. And since we talked a lot about religion, I'm, you know, like I'm not religious, but I have firm belief in my religion, and I love my religion. And I try my hardest. You know, I avoid stuff that I know that is going to affect me. It's going to hurt me in like the day of judgment, this and that. But when it comes to religion, a lot of people are against Islam and a lot of people are against Muslims is because we're against each other, you know?
Damn, shake.
No,
damn.
It's like,
that shit give me goosebumps, wallah.
It's like a proven fact. It's just like, we're always against each other. If you ever noticed, this is like a proven fact. If you go to any Muslim YouTuber's comment, you know, they'll attack their religion. They'll be like, oh, you're a fake Muslim. How many people outside the Muslim world, how many other YouTubers, how many people do they see they're attacking their faith? How many people do you see, oh, you're a fake Jew, or you're a fake Christian, or you're a fake Hindu, this and that? You don't really see that, you know, but it's always the Muslims. It's because we always involve religion with everything we do. Not everyone is as religious as you think they are, you know? Not everyone can, you know, like, some people can even just go on TV or camera or do this, be like the most religious person, but behind the screen, they're like the most haramist person, you know? So not everyone is like that. So whenever you're watching a video, this and that, don't bring religion into everything, you know? Always be cautionate. Always, like, you know, like, comment from what they show. You know, comment from what you're enjoying. It doesn't always have to be a religion. Yeah. It doesn't always have to be like, oh, at 0.5 second, you had a girl. You're so haram. I'm going to dislike this video. You know, it doesn't have to be like that. Enjoy the view. Enjoy the quality. Enjoy the content.
I like that, man. That was amazing. You know, bro, I just wanted to say thank you for all of that.
No, you know, I'm sorry to cut you off, but
no,
Cream,
go ahead.
Like, I noticed you face this religion thing a lot, and it bothers me. Like, I always see your posts, like, why does religion have to be involved in everything? Your last video, the Egyptian one, you know?
Yeah, the music video parody.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with religion, yet religion was, like, such a huge thing. Like, why? Just because you spoke Arabic? Like, you know what I mean? It's just so stupid. And I really don't agree with people like that.
Girls,
you know,
in it and guns. They think it's real. They think I was throwing real money and that. All
Dude,
these
you
girls
can even
girlfriend.
See it's fake. You know, and what, he has three girlfriends. You know, I know he's Arab and everything, but but you know what I mean. Like, I seen the comments. I'm like, yo, why are everyone attacking you? Like, parody is one thing I always loved about your videos. Like, I always loved your parodies. So I felt like they were very funny. They were very comedic. They were very, you know, high quality. I always loved your parodies because not a lot of people do that. Yeah. You know. But people don't appreciate that, and that's what pisses me off. Like, you don't appreciate someone's work. Cause that shit's not easy, you know? Like, all these people that are hating, give them a fucking laptop. Tell them to do something. Let me see how they do it. You know, it's not fucking easy.
Yo, Sheikh, I love you, wallah. That's so truthful. That's so truthful. It takes a lot of hard work, because I was really upset, because this is the very first music video parody that I was so excited about, and I was telling you, texting about, like, you know, check out the quality. It's amazing. Because I put in so much work into that video, and it's the very first parody that my viewers did not understand. They thought it was real. They don't know what a parody is. I feel like my viewers have switched for some reason, or they just forgot English. Like, parody, it's a joke. It's not real.
It's not a real thing. And I remember you were talking to me about it. You were discussing me like, yo, man, you see this music video? I'm gonna make a parody, this and that. Like, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, and you accomplished it. But still, people can't, like, appreciate it. You know, I swear to God, if the Muslim world, instead of hating, instead of they did the opposite and they showed appreciation, the YouTubers, the Muslim YouTubers, wouldn't be down here. We wouldn't be, like, shit compared to the rest of the people. You know? Man, man. People aren't really acknowledged for their work. They're more acknowledged.
Truth bombs right now.
People aren't acknowledged for their work. They're acknowledged for the way they portray themselves. You know, I can go in front of a camera and say, oh, alhamdulillah, this and that. Oh, brothers and sisters, I could do all of that. But does that mean like I'm so religious? No, behind the screen, I'm probably kissing a girl. You never know.
Yeah, yeah, it's you know? True. Reminds me of what happened with Dina Tokyo.
Yeah.
I would love to have her on this podcast, to be honest.
Like, for example, Dina Tokyo, I was watching one of her videos. Just because she took off her hijab, she's getting hate. Like you know, like give her a break. You know what I mean? She took it off probably because it don't.
I support 100%. 100%. 110%.
Because the people that are violating her for taking it off their. Okay, say her hijab. Say it was a sin. Okay, say it is a sin. But the people that's cursing her, like, oh, you fucking slag, you fucking this, you fucking that, you're doing this, you're doing that. You know, like, dude, you're equally getting as much sins as if she was getting.
They're getting more because she's a woman. She's a mother. You know?
She bare children.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, people don't realize how important women are in Islam. You know,
I think she definitely got around this.
Heaven lies beneath the mother's feet. Okay? And why do you think that is? Because the mother goes through so much to have a baby, and that baby will continue, and they're the reason for life. They continue life. So it shows how disgusting these guys were, or whoever they are. I honestly think most of them are trolls, and I highly believe that most of them are not Muslim. I feel like there's some people who pretend to be Muslim to make Muslims look bad and then say things like that. But of course, there are some that are Muslim that say things like that.
Another thing I really noticed is like Dina, apparently some people said that, oh, she was known for her hijab. That's why she got subscribers. That's why she got followers. And then she took it off. She's like, she went against everyone that supported her for wearing a hijab, which is utter bullshit. Because there are Muslim YouTubers out there who do so much religious videos in the beginning, who do so much Arab this and that or Desi, whatever the case is. They do so much videos relating to Islam, relating to religion. And then as soon as they get their fan base, they divert themselves from that picture and then they do something else. But no one attacks them. No one says, oh, yo, you fucking this. You know why? Because they're guys. Ooh, that's why. Yeah. Dina Tokyo, say she was known for her hijab. But as soon as she took it off, just because she's a girl, everyone's attacking her. Dude, there are Muslim YouTubers out there who take off their shirts. Guys, takes off their shirt, this and that. These Muslim girls go crazy. Oh my God, it's so hot, this and that. But as soon as a girl takes off her hijab, oh, you fucking slut, you fucking slag, you fucking this. You know?
It's so annoying. Yeah, it's very hard for women, and especially like in this whole internet world. It's crazy, man. It's very unbalanced.
You know, the one thing I follow, Kareem, is when I make decisions like this, the thing I follow is that at the end of the day, we're all going to die. You know, like no one is going to come. No one's going to live forever, this and that. Everyone's going to die. So do you really want to die with grudges? Like, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't benefit anyone. You don't want to die knowing you hurt someone. You don't want to die knowing that, you know, like you have hate towards someone. You don't want to die like that, you know? And that's why I chose you first to, you know, squash everything. Because I know of how much of an understanding person you are. You know, I know that for a fact that if I apologize to you, we can talk it out and we can work on something. There are people out there that after multiple attempts, you still don't get no luck. You still don't get what you wanted, you know? And all you're asking for is some positivity. All you're asking for is like neutrality. That's it. You don't even have to like be in a video with them. You don't even have to like, you know, record anything. This can all be behind the scenes, you know? Like, at the end of the day, if you're so into this whole thing that, oh, if I'm talking to him, he's going to get popularity. No, fuck that. Nobody wants popularity like that. You know, some people just genuinely want to talk to you. You know, it's not all about fucking views and subscribers. Some people just want to squash things. Some people just want to be neutral with you, you know? And I have people in my past who, like, I don't want any beef with them, you know? like, whatever happened, put that down the drain, you know? Even if we're not friends, I'd rather we be neutral than be enemies. Like, that's literally how I want. I'd rather have someone being neutral with me rather than me having, like, negative energy towards them or vice versa, you know? So if, at the end of the day, I feel satisfied at the point that I tried. Like, at least you tried. Because if I don't try, I'm going to regret it. But if I tried and I don't get it, then I'm like, yo, I'm satisfied. I did my part. You know what I mean? A train doesn't work on one track. You need two tracks to run the train, you know? So if both of them don't work, the train is not running. That's just how I look at it. So, you know, like, I'm glad that we worked it out. And inshallah, we have a lot more stuff coming. I'm genuinely really looking forward to it. You know, you have a lot of potential. And I would put your channel before mine because I'd rather see you succeed. And hopefully everything plays out. You know, like, okay, let's be bluntly honest, okay? If say you and I both had an ego, right? But I'm okay, like, let's say put it like this. We both have egos, but they're minor, you know, they're mass small. They're like nothing. Like, everyone has ego, but it's the way you control it, you know? And I felt like me and you controlled it well enough for us to actually approach each other and, like, you know, put everything aside. Because let's be bluntly honest, if you had an ego and if I had a big ego, we would never talk. We wouldn't be here today.
And I really respect you as a man for that. And that's why we're still friends here today. And that's why we're going to create awesome things together.
And we're still going to be friends.
And we're still going to be friends till the end of time. You're going to get to see my kids, inshallah. I'm going to get to see your kids. And we're still going to be here creating and making people laugh and smile and doing a lot of amazing things for the future and for the rest of time that is to come.
Stay tuned to Kareem's channel for new podcasts and new videos and new everything. I promise you, this is going to be a year of change. So just look forward to that. Look into my channel too for new stuff that's coming out. If you guys want to search that up, it's just Sheikh Akbar. And yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to working on new stuff with you. And, you know, it's going to be different. That's what I'm really excited about. It's going to be different. It ain't going to be the same shit. It ain't going to be like challenges, whisper challenges. It's going to be something different. It's going to be something with quality.
Thanks again, Sheikh, for being a part of this.
Nah, honestly, thank you for making this happen.
It's like a common thing. Everybody, like, Ahmed did the same thing. Like, everybody, you gotta go, you gotta, like, do an angle. Everybody's dropping the mic. It's all good, man.